from the Acts of the Apostles to about the day of Pentecost, the disciples speak the voice that everybody can listen, can understand. And they say, all come from different parts of Asia. Asia Minor, I mean. Everybody knows what they're talking about. They were asking, how come he speak by dialect? In fact, the disciple doesn't know any dialect. They were Galileans. They could only speak one language. But everybody listened to the same voice, same message. Go back to the Old Testament, the Tower of Babylon. They want people, one language. They want to build up higher and higher, higher up the tower, even to God, parallel to God. And suddenly, they don't understand what they're talking about. Different languages coming out. You know, when you work for God, one mind, one heart. When you for yourself, against God, different voices. You see? So nice. The Holy Spirit makes us one. One family. I don't feel myself an alien towards for you. Although I'm Chinese, you are Filipino. There will be one in the Lord. In fact, I have the same color as you now. Dark, because I'm darker. All these days, I have to go for swimming because of my back pain, not because I like to swim. I hate to swim. So I become one with you, at least the color of the skin. Jesus, he wished that his work, his family, be in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works throughout the salvation history. The Holy Spirit who inspired the prophets. It's the Holy Spirit who put the Word of God in the womb of our Heavenly Mother, of our Mary Mother. He's the one. And he's the one who blessed the bread and wine into the body and soul and blood of Jesus. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. We never see him. Maybe today when we see Jesus, we will ask, as what Philip is asking Jesus, Jesus, show us your Father. No, Philip asked once, because Jesus at times mentioned the Father, 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 what the Father, where is the Father? Show us your Father. And Philip says, when you see me, you see the Father, right? But now today, the Holy Spirit, where is he? If you ask Jesus, what do you think? What Jesus will reply to you? He can't say, you see me and see the Holy Spirit because he's not here. Maybe Jesus pointed you. This is the Holy Spirit in you. In you. Can't see. You can't see the air, right? But you breathe in. One with the air. Can you live without air? Can you? You can't. That's a mystery. We are one in the Spirit. But be careful. If you don't have love, it's not the Holy Spirit not in you. But you put him out from your door. He is, but at the same time, if not living in love, in his grace, you put him off. But though you put him off, he's still waiting. He persevere to stay with you until the day of your death. He's waiting, waiting for your conversion. This morning we read from the diary of Sister Faustina. You understand, not too many people are responding to the call of Jesus. Not too many people. Of course, we presume, we listen, we follow him. But Jesus told Faustina, not too many people really follow him. We presume we follow him, but we are far from him. The Holy Spirit works in us. So in order to have his voice heard, important, two things. Silence and humble. Humility. Silence. Only in silence the voice of the Holy Spirit can be heard. And the Holy Spirit works not always as we presume, grandiose, glorious languages. No. At times, he leads us into some turmoils so that we can be purified. You remember when Jesus started, before he started his apostolic work, the Holy Spirit led him into the desert. And for 40 days, prayer and fasting, when he was hungry, the evil spirit came and tempted him. Can't you make the stone into bread? You can jump down. The angels are holding you. Adore me. You have the glory of the whole world. It's temptation. It's real temptation. Don't think Jesus is Son of God. Of course he's Son of God, but he's Son of Man. He's pure human. He got the same feeling as you do. Jesus is not different than us. He had the same temptation at times, especially when you're weak. It's really difficult. Difficult. The Holy Spirit is there too. So don't say when you're in temptation and the Holy Spirit is gone. He's still there. So he's waiting for you to ask. It's really important. If Jesus says, ask, will be given, locked, will be open, seek, and you will find. That's the work of the Holy Spirit today. You have to ask, seek. Your soul is yearning for God, but your body is so weak that at times you don't know how to adjust. Your soul knows you have to look towards God, but your body leads you to another side. So don't think, I just don't want to do it. You can't. Jesus said already very strongly, without me, you can't do anything. Do you believe that? Really, what impossible? At times, it's an impossible mission. Unless, with the help of the Holy Spirit. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first his voice. and the rest will be given. Don't despair. Be at peace. So Jesus, the first word Jesus appeared to the disciples after his resurrection, peace be with you. So we need to have this inner peace. But without love, you cannot have peace. When you're not doing the right thing, you won't have peace. Maybe you can pretend yourself, not pretend, you show yourself happy, joyful, doing everything, going everywhere. The inner voice there, my friend, you're not living in my love. You're not love enough. We miss him very much. So, allow yourself that the Holy Spirit speak to you through a silence and through a humility. Be humble. Many times our ego put everything dark. You put yourself the center of the universe. That's why you find so many things unhappy. Because you look for your own glory. Might be like glory for yourself. But no, Jesus never come on earth for himself, not even 1 second. His only aim of life is for the glory of the God the Father and the salvation of sinners. That's all. Nothing else. Even though he works miracles, still he works for the benefit of the soul. When he healed the person, he said, your faith saved you. Come up. Don't sin again. You see? Jesus, look for us. Help us spiritually and bodily. So it's important to listen to the inner voice. He's helping you to be a happy person, to a peaceful person. He's helping you to look only for the glory of God. He's helping us to love more and more and more. With his grace, we can forgive 70 times 7. Without his grace, you cannot. So today, we thank the Lord that he sent his Holy Spirit to sanctify us, to fortify us. It's beautiful. So let us pray that the Holy Spirit be our strength, be our light. But first of all, be humble and be open. In this way, we pray for one another. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.